The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We give you thanks, Jesus. We appreciate you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The whole season is a season of blessing, and everything for us who are believers in Christ Jesus is announcing what God is doing. You see the synchrony, you see the alignment in all the teachings, in all the messages. We thank God for how He has been leading us in the house here. And by the time you get to Beacon, you just know that this is what the Lord has been speaking to us. Hallelujah. It's because He's one spirit. And that experience for me is very crucial to this morning. This morning's School of Life. You're welcome to School of Life. Everywhere we're connected from. Let's jam our hands together. Welcoming everyone. Welcome everyone. Hallelujah. In the course of our journey, we are beginning to realize that even the mystery of Christ is not simple. Like our Father would say, for a soul to attain unto the fullness of Christ is not simple. It's not 2 days. It's not 2 months. And, well, I don't think it's 2 years too. Because you and I, we can tell our experience for how long we have been, and then we are still conforming. But it is possible, because we realize that the more we journey in light, the more we are quickened to become more like them. And so a generation will come that will not spend the years we spent before they attain the fullness of God's promise. Hallelujah. You know, some of us could not imagine that the Isaac Crown said they were looking for Holy Ghost baptism for how many years? 4 years. That somebody will just hold your hands right now, and you speak in tongues. We had a generation of people who were looking for that for 4 years. I didn't know how that sounded. Are you not seeing that heaven has downloaded mercy and quickened a generation to be able to respond? It's just mercy. For 4 years, just looking for Holy Ghost baptism. But the light is becoming more intense. And that is why we will not stop to say thank you to Jesus. Can we appreciate Jesus? Amen. So we have been looking at the apostles' doctrine and living a new life in Christ. Everything I'll be saying this morning is still everything we have heard in Believers' Convention. Hallelujah. But my earnest cry and desire is that as real as this thing is, it will become real to our souls and we'll be able to walk in that experience. Hallelujah. Once again, a beautiful morning to our Father and our Mother in the Lord, Reverend Busui and Reverend Bimpe. We love you, Daddy. Thank you so much for the labor in this 1 week. The Lord bless you. And let's appreciate all our pastors. I'll be able to mention them by name, but permit me to welcome Pastor Lydia this morning. You're welcome. The lead pastor of this broadcast center and all our pastors who are with her. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. All our elders in the house, you're welcome. Thank you very much, Sirs and Mas. Let's especially appreciate Mama Akinola, our own mama, our own grandmother. Thank you very much, Mama, We love you, Ma. Thank you for blessing us in the course of the meeting. The Lord is your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. All assemblies, we are welcome. We are looking at the Apostles' Doctrine, living a new life in Christ. Living a new life in Christ, part 5. So all we have been looking at is what we call milk of the word. Milk. The content of milk. When we say milk, what are the content? We have looked at our authority. We have looked at the fact that we are saved in our spirit. Those are realities that should stay with us, that we should pass on to generations and people around us. So this morning we'll be continuing the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8, looking at one other reality that is called new creation reality, or the apostles' doctrine, or the milk of the word, as what a baby should have when you just come into Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians 2, 6 to 8. Can we all read together? And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. We receive the gift of God instead of the wages of our sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So instead of receiving the wages of your sin, amen. If you have worked, you should receive. But instead of that, God gave us gift instead. The salary that the enemy says you should be cashing out all the days of your life is sin and death. That's wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we saw that gift is an understanding that should stay with us, that God gave us gift of his spirit. Amen. So, and had raised us up together. So the experience happened in our spirit. This raised us up together. You and I believe that we are not yet sitting on the throne. Are we there yet? No, we are not. But there's a reality that should dawn on us. A reality that we quickened in our spirit. And we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You know, getting here, I just began to come in with Pastor Lydia this morning to say, God is spirit. God is a mystery. And what he has created too, they are mysteries. Man, you, spirit, soul, body, you are a mystery. Hallelujah. How many of us believe that we are spirit, soul, and body? Is there anybody who is against that? There is nobody. We are not just soul. We are primarily spirit. Hallelujah. We have a soul, and then they put us inside this body. The reason why we are inside this body is that God puts us here on earth. Amen. If we are to be living in the river, maybe they will give you the body of a fish. But for you to live on earth, they gave us this kind of body, which is also part of our being. And we saw how God brought his intention for man. Hallelujah. In the course of this 1 week, if you're part of Beacon, you saw how much God wants to heal the soul, wants the soul to prosper. And you know, our daddy was saying yesterday that God just don't want to heal us. He wants us to be in a state of perfect health. I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, not just have healing. And I'm trusting Jesus that we'll be in health. And so one of the ways is to understand the reality, or the new creation reality, or to understand what Christ did for us in our spirit. Amen. Because you need that to draw strength to bring your bodies together. It's not easy to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. You know what it means to present your bodies? Your spirit, your soul, your body, a living sacrifice. Or your spirit, your soul, your body, attain to the estate of being living. Amen. Just like there are three that bear record. Amen. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Hallelujah. And these three are one. And Daddy has said that what makes them one is that the DNA in the three of them is the same. So that's their record. They bear the same record. The Lord will grant us understanding to know that we need God to really understand who we really are. Because man does not really know himself. I know myself. You don't know. Until you see light, you don't really know. So an experience is that we were quickened together. Hallelujah. And we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. Let not that confuse you. Does it mean that if your spirit is seated in Christ, now your spirit has left your body? Reality. And Pastor Lydia just helped me. Said that the Holy Ghost is with us. Doesn't mean the Holy Ghost has left God. Or does it mean the Holy Ghost? But do you believe that by the virtue of believing in that redemption program or the program to save humanity, something happened on your inside? We want this reality to dawn on us. And it doesn't matter the contradictions in your soul. We should understand that what happened to us in our spirit. That our soul needs to come and experience. We can't overemphasize this because we need that to really live. So for example, when I say, let us say, I love Jesus. Somewhere there you may feel withdrawn that, do I really love Jesus? With the way I'm behaving like this, am I really being sincere? But truly, by the virtue of what has been done in your spirit, you should keep affirming that spirit, soul, and body, I can love. Hallelujah. Because when you love, you offer. Amen. It is possible that our whole being is in health or is preserved. Amen. So these are realities we must know so that we can respond. Because our spirit is alive. Can we say my spirit is alive? It doesn't matter whether I'm not a very serious Christian. One understanding you must have is that my spirit is alive. And you know, our Father encourages us many times when we come for meeting, especially when you have spent your whole day at work and it is now time. Okay, look at, we finished around 3 o'clock yesterday. How many of you, past 3, how many of you have slept enough? Yeah, why are you here again? Why didn't you choose sleep to say, oh, I cannot come and go and die? It's because somewhere there, your spirit will not be okay not being here. So something has actually happened to you without your knowledge. Hallelujah. That you are beginning to know. Majority of us, we are here not because they will say, why did I not see you in church? You just don't know why you are coming. There's a force pulling us. You just know that every time you come, you are better. You will get more light. You will get more understanding. The joy of fellowshipping with one another. Hallelujah. That's the reality of something that has happened to you in the spirit. And you know, that is said in the course of the meeting that our spirit was joined to Christ in the spirit. Our soul was joined to the local assembly to also fellowship with Christ in other people. Hallelujah. That technology, that whole mystery is an understanding that we must believe in. That I am added to the church in the spirit. I am added to a local assembly. My soul is added to a local assembly because I am in the spirit. Amen. Many of us didn't leave Ondo, yet we attended Believers Convention. I mean, you didn't attend. You were there. And that is why you could fellowship with people and draw from the resources that was coming from the spirit. Because it's not location that is determining the reality of where you are, your estate in the spirit. Hallelujah. So our spirit was saved and added to the church. So we trap resources. That one is real. We trap resources. And that we have us know that when they gave Christ's spirit or Christ's life to our spirit is a new life. It was not your old spirit that died that they revived. They gave us a new life. Can we say new life? You should know that it is new. Amen. So we look at that new creation state that some parts of the body today, like some believers call the new creation realities. Now, anybody who has believed in God's provision for redemption should begin with this. This is the initial food that we should give to every believer. that because I believed, my spirit was quickened or made one with Christ or is seated with Christ. But it will take time for my soul to come and learn what has been done in my spirit. Hallelujah. So by virtue of that that happened, they opened us up to power. They opened us up to access. So we can begin to preach to you that it is possible to forgive your brother. It is possible not to be offended. Do you know who we are speaking to? We are speaking to people who their spirit have been regenerated. Hallelujah. If you don't have that, you may not have the strength to live according to the will of God. Hallelujah. So our spirit was quickened. Our spirit came alive and became one with Christ and with all Christ in all believers. Our spirit became one. The Christ in you is the same Christ in me, is the same Christ in that brother, is the same Christ in that sister. Hallelujah. Even though our soul is yet to be one or is yet to experience what our spirit has done, we need that understanding for our soul salvation to continue. Because sometimes when you have done wrong over and over again, you just feel that maybe I'm not born again. How many of us have been there before? And that's why some of us, we didn't get born again once. Because we didn't believe that, what was done in our spirit was actually real. Because after they prayed for you, or maybe you heard the message, you sang the song, the things I used to do, I do them no more. You realize that in your heart, you just knew some bad things. You know that it's wrong to curse people. You know that it's wrong to be offended. And after a while, you just realize that it's like, after this born again, the thing now came like a tsunami and took over you, and then you cannot be again. And then you have para. You know, when you para for that brother and para for that sister because you can't take it again. No, it's your soul that couldn't take it again. And there is the soul still needs more forbearance. But in your spirit, Christ, hallelujah. You know who Christ is now? Christ, he beareth all things. So is that Christ? I'll not tell your soul that you couldn't bear this one. You now start saying, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Do you know why you are doing that? It's because you have an awareness or an understanding that something has been done in your spirit. So when you say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, you now begin to trust Jesus for grace because you know that it is by grace that you are saved. You just know that you need more grace. You need more grace. And then you draw more grace. And another time that happens again, you just bear it. You just bear it. You see, that thing you are doing, you're already training the soul to come to experience what the spirit has experienced. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we see Romans chapter 8 verse 9 as we continue this morning? Can we all read? I like us to read all those scriptures. So when we say new creation realities, this is one of them. Hallelujah. Can we all read together? 1, 2, 3, go. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Do you have the spirit of Christ? It means you are his. Hallelujah. If you don't have the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Let's look at verse 10. Verse 10. Can we read together? And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. So, Paul was talking about minding the spirit here. Because it's assumed that we have made some progress. I want to trust Jesus to open the scripture well. I need us to just follow me. So, if any man has Christ in their spirit, when they say the body is dead here, hallelujah. The body that is dead here is the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Our souls are dead, and that is the basic thing. Why? Because the spirit came alive by the reason of Christ's spirit being in us. So a man who is born again, his soul is not alive, but the spirit is alive. Hallelujah. This reality must stay with you. Amen. That when you are born again, your spirit is alive, but your soul is dead. Amen. The only thing the soul could do was to believe the Lord Jesus. That was the only thing that remained for the soul. And because of that, the enemy killed man's spirit in the garden and after a while trained the soul to walk away. Hallelujah. But do you know the enemy is still not satisfied because he doesn't just want the soul to walk away. The reason why we know that your soul is not dead, you know that I said that it is appointed for a man to die once, then after death is judgment. Now your soul should not die. Hallelujah. The enemy succeeded in killing man once. He should not lead man to the second death. To lead man to the second death is to bring him to a point where his soul cannot respond again to God. The reason why you could still hear the beckon of new birth is because somewhere there, your soul journeyed away. Your soul is not yet dead. But the enemy is not satisfied because he still wants to kill man's soul. So that's why when he's bringing entities of second death, when you hear the LGBTQ, they want to make men entities of lake. Anybody who lives that life will naturally go, is naturally signing for the second death. Hallelujah. Amen. So the enemy could not achieve that. He couldn't snuff out life completely out of the soul, but he killed the spirit. Why? Because spirit is like a candle. The light went out once. And then the enemy himself began to train man's soul. But by the virtue of saying, I believe, you render the devil useless. Because a new life takes over your spirit and then will start training again your soul to come back to its maker. Hallelujah. Let's see Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I believe this is the season where I've been opening to understand more about the things that Jesus has done for us. 12:1, can we all read together? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. What are our bodies? Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. They are the entities that come together to define who we call man or what we call man. So that verse 10 of Romans 8 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. You know, they say they impute righteousness to us at new birth. It's not what you worked for. Hallelujah. So the spirit is life, or the spirit has been quickened because of righteousness. But so, dead. The spirit can respond to God. The spirit can relate to God. It doesn't matter the contradictions in your soul. And that's where I want our hearts to really rest in this morning, because somewhere there, we believe that some instructions that come by the virtue of light that visit us, we see them impossible for us to be able to bear. No, there is strength and a reality of what has been done in our spirit that can help us live according to the dictate of the spirit and not after the flesh anymore. Hallelujah. Job chapter 14 verse 7. Job 14, 7. Can we all read together? 1, 2, 3, go. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Hallelujah. That your spirit connected to the reality of what has been done for us at new birth is hope for the tree, or hope for your whole body. Hallelujah. If Christ's spirit can take over your spirit because you believed, then there is hope that your soul and body can be healed and can come to the place of being in health. Hallelujah. Amen. So, no matter what you are going through, the hope, because you are born again, then you can live the life of God in health. When I mean in health, your soul can be healthy unto God. Your soul, your body can be presented to God, a living sacrifice. So as long as your spirit is not disconnected, no matter what you do, it doesn't negate what has happened in your soul. People have been born again and yet they still went back fornicating, went back masturbating, went back struggling with sin. And because it happened over and over again, and then they just feel like, I'm not born again. I'm just not born again. If I'm born again, do you know why you are feeling bad? It's because of that connection. On a normal day, it should be a normal life for some people. Some people are doing that and they are not feeling bad. Do you know why you are feeling bad? Something has been done in your spirit. So what do? You pick up from there and say, Jesus, I can't be saved. My spirit is Christ. And so you begin to receive instructions because you believe. They'll tell you, go and speak to your pastor. Go and speak to a friend. Go and speak. They will now start giving you instructions to strengthen your will to make choices. It will just amaze you. There is an understanding of who you are in the spirit that you need to make right choices all the time. You can choose not to. You can choose not to. But there's something that begins to empower your will to choose right all the time. It's because of what has been done in your spirit. So it doesn't matter the contradictions. You must not lose the fact that something has been done in your spirit. You are a new creation in your spirit. And because of that, your soul can also experience newness. Hallelujah. So God actually wants us to come to discover these things. We're trusting Jesus that understanding will reach us in Jesus' name. So the state of the spirit who have believed in Jesus is new. But your soul becomes dead. Why? Because another Lord is alive. So we're not training the soul to follow the spirit. Amen. Yeah, it's really a dead soul that can follow. But sometimes we still find that there's a lot of struggles. There's a lot of struggles. But then it doesn't negate the fact that a major work has been done when we gave our life to Christ. Amen. The Lord will help our understanding. I just feel we should pray this morning that our faith will be established on what Christ has done. Say, Jesus, please help me. And help me. And let my faith be established on what you have done. Let the reality of what you have done take over my heart. Let it take over my understanding. Let it take over my soul. Let it take it over. The understanding, that reality of what you have done, that reality of what you have done in my spirit, let the understanding sit with me. Let it sit in my soul. Let it sit in my heart. Let it sit in my mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We'll be persuaded. We'll be convinced no matter what. We won't let go of the fact that the Lord has healed our spirits, has put Christ in our spirit, and therefore our souls can also experience what has been done in our spirit. I am persuaded. I am convinced. It doesn't matter what I am going through. I believe Jesus. We sang that song. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe you can save my soul. I believe. What I'm believing is because of the reality of what has been done in my life. I can become all that God wants me to become by the mercies of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.